going on the air in a minute, Stokes.
Which minute, Daddy?
When that hand points to the 12 on the clock.
I don't see no hand.
Right there, on the clock's face.
Is that a face?
Yes.
Where's the nose?
It hasn't got any nose.
Has it got eyes?
No. And it hasn't got ears, and it hasn't got a mouth either.
And you call that a face?
Yes, I call it a face.
Why?
Oh, keep quiet. Don Wilson's getting ready to start the show.
Why did he look so mad, Daddy?
Because he's trying to watch the clock, and you're disturbing him.
Why don't he say it's Maxwell House coffee time?
Because he can't say it yet.
I can say it. It's Maxwell House coffee time.
Keep quiet, you. You're making so much noise.
Where's the cue, Don?
It's Maxwell House coffee time.
Ain't he cute?
Hello, John.
Why, hello, Daddy. Say, you look a little miffed this evening.
I am. Have you seen Frank?
Sure, he's right over there. Oh, Frank.
Oh, somebody call? Well, hello, Daddy.
And I'm glad to see you, Frank.
Well.
Say, you'll have to forgive me for last night. I simply couldn't get to the party.
Oh, I was terribly disappointed, Daddy. Everybody came except you, and the fair was wonderful. They tell me.
You don't know how I hated to miss it. But she just wouldn't let me out.
She? Who wouldn't?
Snooks.
Oh.
I don't know what I'm going to do with that child, Frank. She was already in bed, and I had my dinner jacket on, all set to leave the house. I was just slipping into my coat. Mm-hmm. Oh, brother. When I put on a dinner jacket, you'd never know I don't carry a registration card. Well, all I got to do is sneak out without waking the kid, and I'll be okay. Now, tiptoe.
Daddy!
I'm dead. What do you want, Snooks?
Come in and let me see you, Daddy.
Okay. Well, how do I look?
You're beautiful, Daddy. You're the most beautifulest man in the whole world.
Am I really?
Uh-huh.
Kid's got a remarkable sense of values. Well, you've seen me, so good night.
Good night. Daddy.
Yes?
Where are you going?
I'm going to a party at Frank Morgan's house.
Is Mommy going too?
No, it's a stag affair. No ladies allowed.
Well, why don't you take Mommy?
I just told you. There won't be any ladies there.
Well, you said Mommy.
Never mind what I said. I've got to get out of here. Good night.
Good night. Daddy.
I'm late, Snooks. Oh, what is it?
Take me with you.
Oh, don't be silly.
I want to see Frank Morgan.
No, not tonight.
I want to see Frank Morgan.
Now, what on earth for?
I don't know.
That's just it. All you want to do is detain me.
What are you going to do there?
Oh, nothing at all. We'll just sit around and chat and discuss current events. Maybe play a game of chess.
At Frank Morgan's house?
Yes.
Oh, Daddy.
Well, you can think what you like. All I ask is to go out one night and sit with an old friend and join him in a glass of milk and... What do I get for it? What do I get for it?
A hangover.
You mind your own business. And who told you that, anyway?
I heard Mommy say it on the phone.
Well, don't eavesdrop so much, you little snooper. I got a house full of peeping toms. Well, whether you like it or not, I'm going to that darn party.
Where is the darn party, Daddy?
I just told you it's at Frank Morgan. And you stop using that vile language. Don't know where the devil you figured up.
I know some more language, Daddy.
I don't want to hear it. Now listen to me, Snooks. I never want you to say that word again.
Why?
Because it isn't nice. I'll give you a dime if you don't say it anymore.
All right.
What are you laughing at?
I know a word worth 50 cents.
Well, just forget it. Now I'm going, Snooks.
Ma, tell me your story.
Not tonight. Tomorrow, after the party, I'll tell you a story.
Are you sure?
Yes. I'll have one ready.
You better have one ready for Mommy, too.
Don't worry, I will. Good night.
Good night. Daddy!
Oh, what do you want?
I want some candy.
Go to sleep. I haven't got any candy.
I want some candy.
You'll drive me to my grave.
I want some candy with gravy on it.
Oh, stop it. I have no time to buy you candy, and there's none in the house. Now, go to sleep.
I see some candy in your room. In that little brown box.
Brown box? Mm-hmm. Oh, those? Those are sleeping tablets. Oh.
What's the matter, Daddy?
Oh, Snooks, do you really want some candy?
Yeah, but not from that little brown box.
Why not?
Because you got a funny look on your face.
Oh, stop it. I wouldn't have given you any of those pills anyway. They're sleeping tablets.
I want one.
Well, how do you like that? The greatest offer I've ever had, and I can't take advantage of it.
Why?
Because I've got a conscience.
How do you know?
I just wrestled with it 2 seconds ago. Oh, listen, Snooks, be a sweet little girl and let Daddy go just this once.
All right, Daddy.
Well, that's fine. Good night.
Good night. Daddy!
Go home! What do you want?
Tell me a tiny, weeny little story.
All right, but a quick one.
All right.
Did you ever hear the story about the three eggs and only one was good?
No.
Too bad. Good night. Oh, what are you yelling about?
It was too quick. Tell me now.
Well, all right. I'll tell the story of Robinson Crusoe and his man Friday.
No, tell me now.
I am going to tell you now.
You said you were going to tell me Friday.
No, that was his man's name, Friday.
What was his name on Saturday?
Friday. His name was Friday every day of the week.
Whose name?
The savage that Robinson Crusoe rescued. He landed on this desert island.
Who landed?
Robinson Crusoe. He landed on this desert island on a Sunday morning and saw a poor savage hiding in a coconut tree. He got frightened and fell out of the tree, and he caught him and...
Who did?
Robinson Crusoe.
Who's he?
The man in the story.
Which story?
The story I'm telling you!
Ah.
Anyway, it was Sunday, and after Robinson Crusoe saw the cannibal fall out of the tree, he wrote a book about it.
Why?
Because it was the first time a Friday ever fell on a Sunday. Good night.
Finish the story.
All right. When Robinson Crusoe was cast ashore on this desert island, the only thing he managed to save from the shipwreck was his tool chest. Right away, he set about building a hut. Then he built some chairs.
Why did he want chairs, Daddy?
Because he didn't have anything to sit on.
I got something.
That's beside the point. At the end of the day, when his work was done, he sat down on his chest.
Could he stand on his nose?
Oh, of course not.
Then how could he sit on his chest?
I mean his tool chest. After he met Friday, things were a little better. So, a lot of things happened, and then a ship came, and he went home. That's the end.
Why?
Because I have to go to Frank Morgan's. And you're not going to argue me out of it this time. I'm leaving. You hear me? I'm leaving. Goodbye. Snooks. Didn't you hear me?
I heard you, Daddy.
Aren't you going to call me back?
No.
You mean I can... Oh!